Michel Malachim Tzvi's friends, the Shir Shabbat Yisrael Shchus Rafuas, Michel Rabasar Chai Chai Rupevi Rasmachadis Basia, and it's based in the Torah of Reina Rabbeinu, Agon Rab David Zitzal. This is the sixth parasha of Vaya Ekev Tishmer, as Mishpat Amel Shmat, and Asisim Oysam, Shomer Hashem Lakech Luchas, and Brisva Sachesed, Asher Nishba, La Avo Secha. It shall happen because you listen to these ordinances and keep and do them, that Hashem your God will keep with you the covenant and the loving kindness which He swore to your fathers. Rashi brings from the Sifri. That's what it says. V'haya ekev tishmon. Haynu mitzvahs kalos. Shalom dosh behem ba'akevav. So, what type of mitzvahs is he talking about that you have to keep? Those mitzvahs that people trample on with their sole of their foot. So the question is, what's the hechreach to be motzi as hakasuv mipshuta? What's pashim shan the pasuk v'haya ekev tishmon? Because you listen to this mishpatim, etc. Why does Rashi take it out of the pshat and start talking about mitzvahs that you trample on? You have in Parashas Toldos, Eka v'shel shema Avram v'koli, because Avram listened to my voice, Parashas Shlach, Eka v'haytzer ruach erasimo, v'kolet, because he had another ruach. Also later on, Perek Ches, Kagoyim asher Hashem ma'avid mipneichem, Kein tovdun Eka v'latishmon v'kol Hashem v'lekechem. Also, Lashon of because. So what's the Echreach here not to explain that way? So this is discussed by the Re'aim, by the Gurariyeh, by the Bushayr and others. We also have to understand Be'etzim Inyan. Why is it that the Pasuk is Toila as Shmiris HaBris V'Chesed Asher Nishba Alav Osecha? Also V'Yivacha V'Racha V'Yivacha V'Rach Pritin Chabiyad Masecha וגנך וסירושך ויצורך שטר הלכך ואשתות שונך על אדם אשר שנשבע עליו עושך לא סלח. דווקא בעניין של שמירוס המצווה שלדם דש בעקבך. In other words, when is Hashem going to keep the bris and chesed that he swore to your fathers? And when is he going to love you and bless you and make your pre-betin many children and your crop is going to be amazing and your animals are going to reproduce? It's going to be great. Why is that Talei Dafka Mitzvahs Shadim Dash Ben Ba'akeva and not Beker Shmiris HaMitzvahs? And also, why does the Dafka say Vaya Ekev Tishmon Es HaMishpatim Ha'elu? Why Dafka the Mishpatim Shmiris HaMishpatim? The end of Parshas Ve'eschanan and Pasuket Aleph, and here we're continuing on Vaya Ekev Tishmon, what was commanded earlier in Pasuket Aleph. This is Pasuket Beis. It says there, Shemarta es ha-mitzvah es ha-chukim v'ha-mishpatim asher anochi mitzavcha hayom la'asosa. It says, Shemarta es ha-mitzvah, all mitzvahs, and chukim and mishpatim. So why v'haya ekev tishmon es ha-mishpatim? This is discussed by the Ramban, the Alshach, the Pliyaka, the Malvin. You also have to understand what it says, v'haya ekev tishmon lashon rabim. And invite the Rishon Hashem Lekecha Lecha, which is Lashon Yachid. What's the reason for this difference? This is discussed by the Alshech and the Kli Yachar. So it appears the Mahalach is as follows. You have to understand, explain, what are the mitzvahs that a person's dash ba'akevav, that he tramples upon with the sole of his foot. Like asked by the Das Kenim of Aliyat Tosfos, Miu Yesh Tmeim, V'chi Yesh Mitzvahs She'adam Dash Ba'akevav. Are there mitzvahs that a person tramples on with his soul? Medrash Tanchuma, brought by the Das Kenim, Yalkut Shimoni, Ayin Shem B'Das Kenim. So we see there that the emphasis is Al Mitzvahs Chamuvos, Mitzvahs Kalos. that mitzvahs kalos are mitzvahs that a person's dash ba'akevav, lighter mitzvahs, less severe mitzvahs. So, is that true? People are over bishat nefesh. People are over recklessly transgress mitzvahs kalos. And also, what's the hagdara al ikiu mitzvah seilu b'lashin shenem rakana midrashin shal mikam v'kam akroi the koilu mitzvah shadim dash ba'akevav? So what's this hagdara, not keeping these mitzvahs, using the lashon of trampling on with the sole of their foot? So it appears the explanation is that something that's chamor, a person is conscious, a person is aware. And when it comes before him, he stops and he thinks, is this mutter or is this aser? Is he chayev or is he pater? And if he knows that it's aser, he's going to stay away. If he knows that he's chayev, he's definitely going to do it. But when we're dealing with something that's more kal, the person doesn't think about it so much. And therefore, בדרך הליכתו הרגילה, שיבלי התבוננות וסימת לב מיוחדת, קודם העשייה רעשות רק את שלום השם ומצוותיו, דש אותם בדורס עליהם ומייסים. Since he's not thinking about it, so he tramples it. So it's not mizadon leiv. It's not because he has malicious intent. But rather, life just goes. And people don't think about it so much. And heinein divrei Rashi in Avodah Zarah daf yud ches amud aleph. She'adam dash ba'akevav, she'adam dorsan beraglav, she'einan chashuvin be'einav klum. He tramples on them because they're not chashuv in his eyes. So pshat is that he's not thinking about it so much. So he travels, but not because he's a bad person. So now it would appear that we can explain Rashi over here. That was Rashi in Avodah Zarah daf yud ches. We can explain Rashi here. L'chayra, the Ikarinian, the Pasuk is when it says, v'shmartem v'asisam asam. And then we have a bracha, v'shmar Hashem l'chas abris v'asachesa. So the Shmia, v'ya ekev tishmon, is a hechetimtzi, is a means to know how to guard ourselves from mitzvahs lo sa'aseis and how to be mekayim the mitzvahs sa'aseis. I am as a bekliyak at the beginning of Parshas Re'eh. So bishlema, if it were written, v'haya im tishmu u'shmartem, achen zoi ha'mashmaut, ava mekevan shekatu v'haya ekev tishmu'un, if the pasuk would say, if you listen and then you keep, that would be what it means. The listening is a means to keeping. But since it says in the pasuk, v'haya ekev tishmu'un, we see that the Shmia is not merely a hechetimsi, it's not merely a means, but rather it's the reason for what it says, v'shamar Hashem l'cha sabris v'esachesa. The siba v'u'shmartem v'asitem otam, the reason you're going to get the bracha is because v'shmartem v'asisem. That's why v'shamar shalachem is abris v'asachesed. So why then does the pasuk talk about shmiya? So therefore we say that what this means is mitzvah she'adam dash ba'akevav. So the pshat and the drash go together. והיינו משום שמה שכתוב בפסוק שכאן לא אזיל על מצב שכשיבוא לפני האדם נידונים לעשות את דבר השם וחס ושלום לא לעשותו. שעל זה כתיב שכשיעשה הוא יבוא מה שכתוב בפסוק הוא שמע. וזה אינו אלא מחמת שבאה לפניו השאלה שעל זה הייתה אחראה לעשות את דבר השם. אבל עד שתעורר ושם לב בנידון, אם לעשות או לא, כבר הלך ודש בעקיבה והרבה מצוות. ורק על ידי זה שוב מצב תמידי של שימת לב לדבר השם, ולא שהמאורע יאיר את תשומת ליבו, חגבנו לא יקשר במצוות של דם דש בעקיבה. Meaning in simple Spanish that we're not talking here about a situation where a person has a choice in front of him to do something, to fulfill Dvar Hashem, or Chas V'Shalom not to fulfill Dvar Hashem. It's not where, and on that the Pasuk says that if you do what you're supposed to do, V'Shamar Hashem L'Chos HaBris V'Asa Chesed, and God is going to keep the Bris and the Chesed. Because that would be a case where he had a question of doing Dvar Hashem, and then he decided to do Dvar Hashem. He was conscious, he was aware, and then he decided to do or not to do. We're talking here about somebody who, until he woke up, whether or not he's supposed to do it, he already trampled a lot of mitzvahs. There are people, if they're not paying attention, they just trample the mitzvahs without even noticing. I'm not talking about somebody who has a choice here. Should I do it or shouldn't I do it? And he does it. No. We're talking about V'haya Ekev Tishmo. We're talking about Mitzvah Shadim Dash Ba'akevav. So that means that a person has to be in a constant state of awareness. It's not the situation that woke him up, but it's that he's in a constant state of awareness. It's not pshat in the pasuk that he had a situation, whether or not to do Dvar Hashem, and then he decided to do Dvar Hashem, and then he's going to get the reward. No. It's talking about mitzvahs that don't awaken him at all. And therefore, if he's not paying attention, he's just going to keep trampling these mitzvahs. The only way he's going to save himself from trampling these mitzvahs if he's in a constant state of awareness. So it's not the situation that made him aware, it's he himself is aware. He himself is mindful. He himself is in a situation of constant awareness, constant listening. That's what it means. Vaya Ekev Tishmon. Because you're listening. It's not that the pasuk says that v'hayem tishmu shmartem. If you listen and do, then you're going to get this great reward. But that's not what it says. V'haya ekev, because you're listening. In other words, the listening is has independent value. You have to be in a constant state of listening even before you get to the mitzvah. So that's the pshat, v'haya ekev, because you're listening. And ekev is also mitzvah shadim dash ben ba'akeva. You have to be in a constant state of listening because you're dealing with the type of mitzvahs that if you don't, if you're not constantly aware and mindful, then you're going to trample on them. If we're dealing with mitzvahs chamuros, so the situation's going to wake you up and it's going to make you notice and make you mindful. We're dealing with light mitzvahs. Light mitzvahs, if you're not noticing, you're just going to keep trampling them. People don't pay much attention to these things. Lashon Hara, Machlekes, talking in shul, all these light what people don't take seriously, so you people just trample and trample without ever noticing. So therefore the Torah is telling us, V'haya Ekev Tishmon, because you listen, you're in a state of listening. And also Vahaya Ekev, that's the Shad Nesh Bakev. You have to be in a state of listening. That's the only way you're going to notice these light mitzvahs. You have to be in a matzav of Shmiah. Even if there's no case in front of you, because since these are light mitzvahs, they don't really register as much. So therefore, you have to be extra special to have a laser focus on what you're doing in life. And then you're going to keep it. And then Hashem is going to give you the bris and the chesed. And since the nafkamin and the shmartim asisim is that you had proceeded with the matzah via ekev tishmon, which is mitzvah shadim dashben ba'akeva. So we see that the drash is included in the pshat. So ekev means because. Because you listened. But why were you listening? Why were you so mindful? Because these are mitzvah shadim dashben ba'akeva. That's why you are so focused on listening. And now we understand why the pasuk makes it talui in the shmiras v'asiyas hamishpatim dafka. It says in pasuk yidal if shamartes hamitzvahs hachukim es hamishpatim, the previous pasuk, the end of last week's parsha. Es hamitzvah, es hachukim, es hamishpatim. So it's not talking about three different things that you have to do. It's talking about klalas haTorah, what's written in the Torah. But there are three reasons why you have to keep what's written in the Torah. Mitzvah is talking about you're keeping it because Hashem commanded. Tzivui is mechayev shmira. Tzivui, commandment, requires fulfillment. That it says v'sachukim, it would appear what this means is that you have to guard, preserve dvar Hashem, because mitzvahs Hashem are mitzvahs of tov. Chas v'shalom lahefer. Mitzvahs shel ra. You have to keep Hashem, because mitzvahs Hashem are a reality. What's a chok? A chok is a davar kavu, it's a mitzvah. So if you keep it, good, and then if not, very not good. Chuko shemayim baretz, it's a teva nebriya. So mitzvahs you're keeping because there's a commander. Chukim you're keeping because it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah nebriya. Like we see in the Nefesh HaChayim, pulis a mitzvahs v'averus, it's mamish a mitzvah nebriya. The chok and tev and the bria. And then we add on to that, v'yes hamishpatim. What this means is that this is royal ish ha-israeli. Shebaal mezeu mishpat shu davar she'asecho mechayvo. Ushmartim, it says in Parashat Veschanan, Ushmartim v'sisim ki chokhmaschum v'naschum me'en ha'amim shishmu l'sachukim ha'ila v'amrak amchachum v'no v'nogo yagodal hazeh. But these mishpatim are what makes sense. And the goyim are going to see it, and they're going to say, wow, you're so wise. And they're going to say, who is this great nation? Whereas chukim, mishpatim, tzaddikim, wow, what a great laws. And Ramban in Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Ches, and Basis HaTov Yoshev Eni Hashem writes, this is the Pshara Lefnei Mishira Sadin. So first says the Ramban, Ki mitchil amr shetishmur chukosu v'idosu v'shir tzivcha. But you're gam lo tzivcha tein dat halas HaTov Yoshev Eni. Ki wei v'atov Yoshev, even God didn't command you, do what's good and right. V'zein yin gadol, because the Torah can't tell you everything, what to do in every single scenario. But it says, general rules to be good, and then you have to figure it out on your own. That's a chi of klali, to do what's good in God's eyes. These are the mishpatim. That's the seichos mechayim, and hagas hatoy v'ayosher. So that's what it says in that pasuk. Three things you have to, reasons you have to keep the mitzvahs. Number one, because God commanded. Number two, because the chok and the bria, that it brings good, or the opposite. And number three, because it's mishpatim, because it makes sense. It's logical. It's good. So now we understand by Yekev Tishmu is Hamishpatim. So only klape the Chiyuv HaAsiyah that comes from the gather of Mishpatim, there's an Hagav by Yekev Tishmu. Because this isn't Nogia to Prat. Remember, we saw that the Shvatim are just the general things that make sense. What's good? Dina de Bar Mitzra, selling to your neighbor before you offer to other people. Just things in the Bria that are just good. Good things. That's like a general Mitzius HaKlalis. Not the details. You're doing what's right in God's eyes. So since we're talking about generalities, mitzvahs in general, that they're good in God's eyes, so that's what's going to bring you to this Vayayek of Tishma. Why are you going to be mindful from the outset? You're going to have Shmiv before you come to the Asiyah. Why? Because you want to do what's right in God's eyes. So even before you get to the details, you have your eye on the ball, you have your eye on the general picture. And what's the general picture that you want to do good? Vayayek of Tishma, and you have your eye in general. But you want to do what's right before any specific case comes your way, before any specific scenario, before any... So from this you're going to be Mekayim, Mitzvah Shadim Dash Ba'Kevav, since you're going to be so mindful. Since you know that you have your focus on doing good and what's right in God's eyes, that's the Mishpatim. What's Mishpat, what's the Seichel's Mechayev, to do what's good in God's eyes, since that's your focus, so Mimele, you're not going to trample on the mitzvahs. Because you're going to think, you're going to be mindful. And then you're going to keep it. And because of this, it's Talei Dafka Mishpatim. That's why it says, Vayayek of Tishma is HaMishpatim. And with this, we can also answer the Diktuk of the Alshich. Why it says in the Pasuk, it's HaMishpatim Ha'ela. Why the word Ha'ela? We know we're talking about Mishpatei Hashem. And not only that, it doesn't say any specific Mishpatim. So what's Ha'ila? These. So based on what we said, it's talking about, it's contrasting. A Siyah that you do because of the mitzvah, or because of the chok. That has nothing to do with the Eila. Shigamim ha'yetzivu ha'mais zeh lehefech b'chal mitzvah ha've. That's what it says in the pasuk as Hamishpatim Ha'ela. Shemitzad Shem Ela Ba Asiyasim V'Kanal Mitzad Atoy VaYosher Beinei Hashem. In other words, we spoke before in the last pasuk in Veschanan that you're doing the mitzvah because God commanded, or a chok because it's part of the Bria, that it brings good or bad mitzvahs and averus. So that is not about Eila, these. Because God can command you about A, and He can also command you B. The chok of the Bria could be A, and the chok of the Bria could be B. But not, it's not like that with Mishpatim. Mishpatim are b'yisodim emes v'yasher. So the inyan is in them themselves. The mitzvah isn't in the inyan itself. The mitzvah is because God commanded it. God could have commanded something else. The chok isn't in the inyan itself. It's the chok is this way, the law of the creation is this way, the law of creation could be the other way. Nothing inherently valuable about this chok. I mean, after God commanded, of course it's inherently valuable. But it could have been the opposite as well. So you can't say Eila Viz, it's not in them. But Mishpatim, it's in them. Because since they're good, there's something inherently valuable about this because it's good. Famous chakira, is it good because God commanded, or did God command it because it's good? Let's assume God commanded it because it's good. In the Meila, V'ayim Mishpatim Ha'ele, these Mishpatim, these specific, meaning it's in them, it's inherent in them, it's intrinsic in them. Because they are Tov Yashar Bene Hashem. Even if you say they're good because God commanded them, still it's something within them that they're now intrinsically good. So that's why it says Mishpatim and Eila. Mishpatim because it's the general Histaklis and the Bria. And Eila because it's intrinsic in them, and these laws themselves, you're going to be focused on doing good, doing what's mishpat, and doing what the seichel's machayev. Mamela, you're always going to be mindful before you get to the pratim. Vayayekev tishmu, and you're not going to be dashbak heba. And also eile, it's in them. As opposed to chok and mitzvah, which are not necessarily in them, it could be just the opposite as well. Now we understand what it says. V'shamar Hashem lecha sabris v'asachesa, etc. V'ayehevucha v'racha v'irbecha. V'hem sheikha brachas b'parashizu. Shikran brachas al anhagas michutz l'tibu shaloyla. We're talking here about brachas that are outside of nature. Whereas in Pasuk Yud Aleph it says, Asher mochim etzavchayom la'asosim. Rashi writes in the Gemara in Eirun, Ayom la'asosim mochal la'olam hab l'kabel schara. There's no schara in olam hazeh. So the Levush Ayur is Amen on the Stira. So which one is it? First we have in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ayom La'asosam U'machor L'kabel Scharam. And then we have Vayter, that we're going to get tremendous Schar in this world. So we have to say that Schar Muvlat U'murgash, a person wants this very accentuated, the strongly felt schar against the tev of the world and olam hazeh. That's only if v'shamar Hashem Elokecha lecha sabris v'asachesed asher nishba l'avosecha. That against the chukim of teva, there's this bris and chesed with the avos. And with this anhaga, there's no room for teva shel olam, for nature. U'brit eino davar shel maaseh ze o ze, ela mitziut tmidit shel brit. Bris is a constant mitzias of bris. And therefore we need an hagat midis of asiyas atoy v'yosho b'ni Hashem. That's shmiras ha-bris. And through this, v'sham Hashem l'kach l'chas ha-bris v'asachesed. And this constant hanhaga, this constant governance, is that his whole mitzias, like we said before, is in a matzav of shmiya and ratzim nidvar Hashem. He's constantly mindful, constantly aware. What does God want? So only here, we're talking about a matzav where his whole mitzias is begedu shel shmiya the mitzvah Hashem. And that's why he's doing what he's doing. So that creates a matzav of shamar Hashem elokecha lecha sabris v'asachesed. Then he's going to have a special anhag of bris, and he's going to have this amazing reward. Generally, we don't have schar in this world, but the exception to the rule would be at least one, is where one is constantly in a matzav of shmiya. He's constantly in a matzav of shmiya, so Hashem is going to guard this bris in a constant way, and we're going to have this supernatural hanhaga. This, we can also understand why it starts off with Lashon Yachid, with Lashon Rab, Ya'ekev Tishmun, Mishamar Lecha, and then we go into Lashon Yachid, start off with Rabin, and then we go into Yachid. It's known in the name of the Gra, Lashon Yachid is when we're talking about Kalos Am Yisrael, and Lashon Rabim is when we're talking about Yechidei Yisrael. We discussed this Gra numerous times. And therefore, the beginning of the Pasuk, where there's a derech hanhag of asiyas hamitzvahs that comes from matzavaya ekev tishmon. And then you're going to come to shmartim v'asisem, even on mitzvahs shadim dash v'akevav, hanhaga shel tishmon shetavi l'kiyum mitzvot shadim dash v'akev v'kabe kol yachid yachid v'yisrael. Shenemar b'kohar shayidei tishmon yakiyum achir shel mitzvahs. So it starts off that there's going to be an hug of all the individuals. All the individuals are going to be very mindful. They're going to be very careful. They're going to be very vigilant. And from this is going to come Shmartim Vasisa. That you are going to guard and keep all and do all the laws. Meaning every individual, and then mishamar lecha as a bris v'sechesed lashon yachid, shenish ba'alav usecha, because that's going to be ma'ariv the schus avos, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to keep the bris with all of Klal Yisrael as one. The bracha is going to come to everybody, so it starts off that each individual is careful. And then that's going to arouse the bris. So Hashem says, I'm going to keep the bris with my nation as one. We see later on, Baruch Tia Mikol Amin. The bracha is, you're going to be blessed from all the nations. The bracha is chal on the nation is one. That's why it's Lashon Yachid. And this we can explain later on. 11:13. Rashi brings from Chazal, why is there a kefil of Shemoa Tishmo? So based on what we explained, we can say as follows: that since the parish is talking about Yehudei Schar Boilam Hazeh, Benasati Matar Artzichem, Benasati Esef, so this is Talui in a matzav of Ahaya Ekev Tishmo. When are we going to get these great rewards? Vayekev Tishma. That we are very vigilant in our listening. We're very careful to listen. That's what it says, Vayim Shemoa. Not only to know what to do when you have a Maisa, but Shemoa, that there should be Shmiya. Shemoa Tishma. You're listening in order to listen. Even before the Maisa, you're just listening in order to be in a matzav of listening. And that's because you love God. You're listening because you care and you love God. You want to do what's toiv v'yosher. And then you're going to have the schar v'nasati mitar tzachem b'ito. Yachid. The bracha to everybody. Even though it says, V'nasati mitar atzichem, your land. And then it says, V'asavta genechav tzirosha v'yitzarecha. That's Lashon Yachid. Hakopanim, but that's the Yisod. The Yisod here is, V'ayim Shemua Tishmu. The Shmia is in order to be Tishmu, in order that you should listen. You're listening right before Maisa, before you actually get to what to do. And why do you do that? Because you love God, La'avas Hashem Elokeichem. And in that schus, you get all the brachas. You get these amazing brachas, b'schar b'hayek of tishma. So this was awesome, and it's awesome for Avodas Hashem as well, besides the Harvan and the Pesukim. So there's so much more to say on b'hayek of tishma, so please stay tuned, see after the Shemaya, if you will be able to continue. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.